NHS London, which carved London into five sectors. We're now in the North West London sector. Five sectors, each of which then drew up plans as to which hospitals should go. And what we're dealing with is the outcome of that of those plans. Now, you might expect after the Strategic Health Authority that she was chief executive of was abolished, and much of her work was trashed by Andrew Lansley, she might have maybe gone back and thought about some of these things. But no, Ruth Carnal has learnt nothing and forgotten nothing. She's doing exactly the same thing as she did back then. And she was her main grief to us about Andrew Lansley was that he denounced what we said as a top-down, one-size-fits-all series of proposals for London. Bureaucratic, she said. Top-down, one-size-fits-all. Well, I'll tell you what, if you look at the plans for the rationalisation and closures of hospitals in North West London, and you look at the arguments for them and the statistics they bring forward, they're identical to the arguments they bring in North Central London, the arguments in North East London, the arguments in South East London that threaten Lewisham and the South London Healthcare Trust, and the arguments in South West London. They're identical. It is a one-size-fits-all plan. It's not driven by the actual local health needs. It's not driven by the actual development of clinical services. It's driven instead by the cash pressures of a government that is squeezing and squeezing NHS to the point of collapse. And that's what we've got. There's new figures out today making exactly the same point. The government is set on a course that will actually reduce spending per head of population by 2017, but in particular for the older age group, will reduce spending per head, despite all these pledges that the NHS was somehow being protected. We're in the meanest 5 years ever for funding in the NHS. We're in a situation where we're facing then another 5 years from 2015 of more cuts. Flatline funding, right up until 2021. The cuts are so big that now NHS England, the people who've taken over from NHS London, are now saying London alone faces a £4 billion gap between now and 2015. £4 billion. And when we look at these proposals to cut services, and we wonder why there's no proposals for services to replace them, we start to put it all together. Because you don't save money by closing hospitals and replacing it with community services that are genuine frontline community services. You save money by closing hospitals and not replacing them at all. And that's what you're threatened with in North West London. That's what we're threatened with in other parts of London where these plans go through. And that's why it's important that we fight back on this front. Because so if you look at the plans, the decision-making business case, outlining what they want to do in this part of London, 2,700 pages of the most tedious